SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Today, we trek to Denby in Clarendon for the opening of a brand new outreach center for teen moms. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. We're going Roundabout JA. The Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation has opened its doors to even more teen mothers in the parish of Clarendon. Located on the grounds of the Maypin Hospital, the facility, officially opened on Wednesday, January 13, caters not only to adolescents, but also to their newborns. Built at a cost of over $4 million, the center is complete with a multipurpose room for registration and counseling, a nursery, a classroom, restroom, and a washroom. There is also space for expansion with plans to build another classroom to facilitate CSEC lessons via Skype. Executive Director of the Women's Center, Dr. Zoe Simpson, says the curriculum will focus on the development of the young mothers physically, mentally, socially, and academically.
Academic instructions, that's at the core of the program, individual and group counseling sessions, because they must now begin to understand themselves better. Contraceptive counseling is a big thing too, because one of the things we want to do is to reduce their chances of getting a second pregnancy.
Dr. Simpson says the second pregnancy rate for youth who access the program remain at less than 2%. Girls who attend the center not only get reintegrated into the formal school system, but are also at a lower risk of getting pregnant again before they are able to manage on their own. The Clarendon branch of the Women's Center of Jamaica Foundation was constructed with help from Heart Trust NTA, Stewart's Hardware in Clarendon, the Southeast Regional Health Authority, Clarendon Health Department, and Maypin Hospital. The Denby facility, previously housed inside the Maypin Hospital, is an outreach of the Mandeville Women's Center.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
You, yes, you play an important role in the success of Vision 2030. We must all work to strengthen the core values and attitudes which guided our parents and foreparents. These include trust, honesty, respect, forgiveness, and tolerance. Other values such as punctuality and good work ethic are also useful. Learn everything you can about Vision 2030 Jamaica and help to educate others. Visit vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
Do you remember marbles played in a game on the road surface in communities? Youths would have the marbles on the ground, roll it, flick it, play with it. When living in Gregory Park, I witnessed, as a pastime, marbles being played between boys. Another thing I remember in Jamaica is the jelly slippers, the translucent slippers, worn commonly amongst girls. Do you also remember the Mazda police cars? They were of a good shape, and as a youth, I always dreamt of having a Mazda when I grew up.
Do you have your own story to tell? Then email some of your fondest memories about growing up in Jamaica to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-35904. Now for an Earthquake Awareness Month tip. During an earthquake, stay far away from glass windows. They might shatter with such force that you can be injured several feet away. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.